Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
That's HOOD by Kneecap there. What a year it's been for the Belfast rappers since they released their film. They've won multiple awards. They now count Elton John as a fan, and they're currently on tour in Australia, all while drawing attention to the Irish language. So what has been the impact of their international success on their home stomping ground, that is Belfast Gaeltacht Quarter? Well, our reporter Maura Fay has paid a visit there and she's here now. Hello, Maura.
Hello.
So whereabouts in Belfast is the Gaeltacht Quarter?
So unlike Gaeltacht in the south, the Belfast Gaeltacht Quarter doesn't have a defined physical boundary. Its epicentre would be on the Falls Road in West Belfast, and it spreads out from there. It's only in recent years that an approach to dual language street signs has been agreed upon by politicians. 300 street signs featuring Gaeilge agus Berle were rolled out in the Falls area earlier this year. Now, for a long time, the Irish language was politicised in the north. Just last week, Stormont Executive announced it finally will begin recruiting an Irish language commission in the coming days. Slowly but surely, using your Gaeilge is starting to be seen as about self-expression and identity rather than being a political football. I met with Conal O'Cora. He is the director of Cultureland MacAdam O'Fee. It's the cultural and arts centre in the Gaeltacht Quarter, and he told me about some of the things that go on there.
This is the epicentre, I suppose, really, of the Irish language revival that has been ongoing in Belfast for the past 50 years. It's housed in an old Presbyterian church that was built in 1893, and it's named after Cardinal O'Faith and Robert Shipboy MacAdam, one of which was a Catholic priest, obviously, and the other was a Presbyterian industrialist, both of whom had a very big interest in the Irish language, both who worked to preserve manuscripts and all of that. So it's kind of, in a sense, to represent both traditions of the city. We have plays, we have dramas, we have Irish classes, like every single night of the week there's a programme on in this building, be that for young people. We have young programmes for young kids who are doing drama. We have Irish classes in here, we have plays, we have book launches, discussions, debates, you name it, we provide it. And that's notwithstanding then the cafe that we have, Bialach Lee. Hopefully you can hear that in the background. Hopefully people are talking loud enough so you can hear it. You're also here during Fail in Yari, so it's Shacht in the Gaeilge across the island. I don't know why it's called Shacht in the Gaeilge. It goes on for 2 weeks. I don't know, I think somebody's got their Father Time's got his dates wrong there. But it's also Fail in Yari in Belfast, so that's the festival, the West Belfast Festival's spring edition. So hopefully when I'm speaking here at some stage, you'll hear the session kicking, but we've had music on in here every day this week, traditional sessions. We also have a bookshop, I would contend, is the best Irish language / political historical bookshop on the island of Ireland. Others may disagree.
Another humble brag.
But here, you've come up to Belfast to interview, so I'm going to talk about it. And a number of other projects that are in here. So the language in Belfast is flourishing. It's beyond flourishing, and it's not just in West Belfast. It's flourishing in North Belfast, South Belfast, and in East Belfast. And it's a very, very, very exciting time to be an Irish language speaker in the North. We recently, in the last 2 or 3 days, have got the confirmation from the Northern Executive that the Irish Language Commissioner, and the Irish Language Commissioner has been put out to tender, which is a massive, massive, massive achievement for our community going forward, and will be a massive step forward in equality for the language up here. There will be listeners in the South who will be aware of the Irish Language Camp, the campaign that was ongoing here for a number of years, the Irish Language Act. We've achieved that. And if you ask my own honest take on where things are at, I always judge it by, if I meet an Irish speaker and I don't know them, then I know we're doing good. I know that we're now going to a place where we're hitting a critical mass where, even if you closed every single Irish language school in the North tomorrow, which I'm not advocating that the DUP do, but even if you were to do that, we would be all right, because we're now at a stage in our development where we're getting there, and the only way is up.
The only way is up, says Conal O'Cora. Who else did you meet, Maura?
Another person I spoke to is Stefan O'Lurkon. He's a musician with the band Hurtan. They fuse trad and electronic music. He's also the events manager at the Cultureland. I started by asking him, could he see the popularity of Kneecap impacting on Irish speaking in the area?
So there's no doubt that they've had a huge impact on the community here and people outside of the community who are now showing an interest in learning the language. My first role here in the Culture Lab was as a youth and education officer, and I can honestly say that the phone didn't stop ringing for people wanting to come and learn Irish. And I think NECAP are a huge part of why that is. I think there was the NECAP are also a kind of an emergent quality of the revival and all the work that was going on there for a long time. Like, I know some of those lads would have went through the Irish language youth clubs, like up in Glenamona or here in Culturland Comanoig in a while. And that would have gave them a real grounding and a real basis, both in the arts and in the language, so that they could then use that as a platform to go and create something like a phenomena that is NECAP now, you know. And I guess as well in the demographic that we see of people coming to Irish language classes, like I spoke to a friend who maybe even learned Irish 10 years ago, and they were speaking about the demographic was generally older people that they were in class with. And now when they come, they called in and they saw that it's full of young people. So there's so many young people now showing an interest in language, and definitely NECAP would be a huge part of that.
There's a lot of other cultural and arts developments going on, like your own band developing music through Irish. Tell me a bit about what the other things that are happening.
Yeah, there's, like I say, there's a huge amount of exciting art, I guess, emerging from this community. Like, I was recently went to Gradam Nos Awards. Some music in the background there.
And just as we start talking about music, the session starts, so we'll chat on anyway because it's good background music.
Yeah, so I was at this award ceremony, Gradam Nos, which is an Irish language, just to recognise people who are doing arts and music in the Irish language. And that evening, I've been going for the last number of years, and that evening just is another example of just the sheer amount of musicians that are coming out of that community now, and it's very exciting to see.
And lovely to hear the music there as well, Maura. Now, you did a bit of a tour of the Belfast Gaeltacht Quarter.
Yes, Cultural Director Conal brought me around the Gaeltacht Quarter, and we went to see the famous NECAP mural on Hawthorne Street, or Shad Nishgeha. I asked him, if people want to experience the Gaeltacht Quarter, what would he recommend?
Well, I'm a bit biased. I'll tell them to come in and see Cultural Academy of Fate, because it has the best bookshop and the best restaurant and everything else, the best everything on the road. But I would come up and I would come to the Culturland. You know, there are a number of kind of services that are provided within there. And just to walk around, you know, I sometimes I think you're better off coming up and been off the beaten, not even off the beaten track as such, but just to come up and be around it. You know, we were walking there speaking, and within the space of 5 or 10 minutes, we passed 3 or 4 different Irish speakers who were going about their lives. You know, it's not, I would be loath to tell anybody to come up and that you'll see this, you'll see all of these things nicely in package. It's people going about their lives. It isn't about, you know, the Irish language to me here in Belfast, it isn't an add-on. It isn't like, you know, it isn't like a touristy thing that we're trying to put on. It's who we are, it's what we're about, and it's what we're becoming. And it doesn't live on top or underneath, or it lives alongside us, and it's our kind of thing. You know, it isn't, to my mind, you know, I speak to my mates in Irish, I speak to my brothers and sisters in Irish, I work in Irish all day long. I sometimes have dreams in Irish. That's how you know you're getting patriotic, and if you start having dreams in Irish. And that's it. So if anyone wanted to come to the Gaeltacht Quarter in Belfast, I tell them to call into the Culturland, get a cup of tea and see what it's all about and see what we're about.
Sounds like a great invitation. Thanks very much, Maura. That's Maura Fay there, our reporter. Still to come on the programme, Sarah Healy, Ireland's latest gold medal winning star, joins us after her podium topping weekend at the European Indoor Championships. Mental health counselling online, just how effective is it? Well, Harry and Anne-Marie will give us their expert opinion. And are US Democrats planning a fight back against Donald Trump? We're going to talk to Democratic Congressman Adam Smith. But coming up next, a piece of research getting a lot of attention this morning tells us that slush ice drinks may be dangerous for young children. We'll have one of the authors next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.